This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The first parts of a Russian S-400 missile defense system were delivered to Turkey on Friday, a development set to escalate tensions with the United States. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Despite the warnings, for Turkey, it was already a done deal. They've bought S-400 air defense systems from Russia, among the world's most advanced. The first parts of the system were delivered Friday, with more coming over the next few days. The arrival set to escalate tensions with the U.S., which has warned of sanctions over the deal.
And that will have consequences.
The U.S. State Department warns Ankara will face real and negative consequences for the purchase.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Britain says Iranian military vessels tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement said three Iranian vessels were involved in the incident and that they backed off when they received a verbal warning from a British warship. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard denies Britain's accusation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned Britain would face unspecified consequences for its seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions. The U.S. Gulf Coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Barry. The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to hit the coast as a Category 1 storm late Friday or early Saturday. The center says a hurricane warning is in effect along the Louisiana coast, and Tropical Storm Barry could make landfall as a hurricane by early tomorrow. For the latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Flooding is going to be a problem, so...
The president's now keeping the effort in-house, ordering every federal department and agency to provide records about how many citizens and non-citizens are in the country.
We will leave no stone unturned.
While he says it's vital to know how many citizens are here for various reasons, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's obvious the president has just one reason.
To intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos.
Democrats argue the GOP simply looking to undercount populations in urban areas where they're typically favored and shift power to more rural Republican strongholds. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately 1 million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
American singer R. Kelly is under arrest in Chicago following his indictment on federal sex crime and obstruction of justice. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
A new indictment has led to a new arrest for R. Kelly. Federal authorities in Chicago took him into custody last night. This after he was indicted on 13 federal counts, including sex crimes. U.S. Attorney's Office Representative Joseph Fitzpatrick says the R&B singer was arrested around 7 o'clock last night and is now in federal lockup awaiting an arraignment hearing. The arrest comes hours after a 13-count federal indictment against him was handed down by a grand jury. Those counts against R. Kelly include child pornography, enticement of a minor, and obstruction of justice. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The United Nations Human Rights Council is launching an investigation into the alleged killings of tens of thousands of Filipinos during the Philippine government's war on drugs. For the latest news, anytime you need it, go to voanews.com or download the mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more.